Melbourne University is the lead on a hydrogen-fueled engine project with our collaborators Ford through ACART, which is a collaborative research centre we have with Ford. But we're also, we've been lucky enough to have the support of several other local organisations, Marlay and Parnell in particular. What we've done so far is we've taken the Geelong manufactured Ford engine and converted it to run on hydrogen. The exhaust from a hydrogen-fueled engine is essentially steam. So there's a little bit of air left over and other things, but if you get that hydrogen, therefore, from a greenhouse-friendly source, for example, if you make it from wind-generated electricity or from solar-generated electricity and water, then the entire life cycle of the power generation is a very low emissions process. Ultimately, you could theoretically get to zero emissions, although that's very, you know, in practice you can't do that. So that's the end game of where we want to go with hydrogen as a fuel. Now, other gaseous fuels, for example, liquefied petroleum gas and natural gas, these fuels burn in many ways, not always, but in many ways very similar to hydrogen in engines. And they also offer the potential of lower greenhouse gas emissions, although not as low as hydrogen can attain theoretically. So in all cases, you can obtain very efficient engine performance and low greenhouse gas emissions by using these gaseous fuels. We're halfway through a three-year project. To date, we have got the engine running and it is running very well. Relative to publicly reported studies of hydrogen in engines, it's already one of the more efficient engines to be demonstrated. And so for the next 18 months, we're going to really push the boundaries and see whether we can attain the most efficient reported hydrogen-fueled engine ever. And we're hoping that that engine gets to similar levels of performance as fuel cell vehicles. The desirable thing there is that if you're using an internal combustion engine rather than a fuel cell to drive a vehicle, it can be done using essentially production technology of today rather than technology which is yet to be demonstrated in large-scale production.